Karma. Hi, David.
What's up, Kevin? I can't see your head.
I know. Well, yeah.
No, or I know. Face.
Okay. But I hear your voice. Yes. Very crispy through crispy. The new micro spaceship at WGN Radio.
The mini. What do we call this? The sidecar?
Yeah, it is the sidecar. Side yeah. But there's spaceship. A formal name for it we should find out.
The engineer's room in the spaceship.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. Yeah, I know. It's kind of where.
Is this whole office a spaceship? We're just like
yes.
In one room
we,
of the spaceship.
Exactly. Yeah, facts. Okay. Facts. Yeah. At, can we give out the new address? We shouldn't.
No.
No, we really shouldn't.
It's on Instagram, though, it so is. If y'all really care, you can
yeah, you could
it.
You could find it. Yo, can I tell you what I want to start doing? I want to let people know that we are on social media very regularly because I would like some of our corner store connoisseurs to rock with us heavier on the interconnected networks.
Oh, also, we changed our handle.
Exactly, exactly. So we want to let folks know. Want to let folks know where yeah. they can find us. They can find us at corner store. _pod
Yes, on Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud.
Yeah, and if if your grandparents are on Facebook, they could just not
my parents talk,
listen. To, okay, yeah, no, they could, yeah, but they but you could download the podcast wherever you download podcasts. You heard Tara before we introduce our incredible guest, who I'm very excited to talk to, and hopefully she will share so many tips with our audience
yes.
too. But Tara, it's been a great week, I would say, and I'm not going to say what has happened this week, but big things
oh,
in the
right.
future.
But wait, I have other things coming up.
Like, I know, so many weeks. Things. Yeah, what's going on?
On Monday, July 9th, I'm doing a live interview at Soho with FemDot for a new series I'm starting called Radical Diaspora.
Blau, and what is that series about?
Just interviewing and talking to creative kids of a diaspora.
Yeah.
It's a jump off from a panel I did at Soho in April on with first generation kids.
Yeah.
So a bunch of kids from different countries. It was really dope. And I just want to go more in depth and do one-on-one interviews.
Yeah.
And it'll be WGN live interview series. So
great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then
Salute
the next
and,
day,
yes.
I'm interviewing Felix at the Apple Store.
Hey, nice, so, good, and more good things to come.
Yes.
Along those lines that we could get into in the future.
Indeed,
yeah, bet good. Well, I'm excited to introduce our guest and chop it up with her. You know, Tara, you probably know more about our guest than I do, but I will say this. She stays making...
But you always do the intros. So
I know.
Really
I know, but hop in is what I'm saying. But I'll tell you what. I was on your website earlier and dumb impressed with how many people and how frequently it seems like you are lacing people and making them feel and look very fly and beautiful.
Thank you.
A artist of many hats, and I think maybe best known for being a makeup artist, and seems also like a creative director in your own ways, just because you stay kind of positioning people in multiple spaces. And without further ado, we're so glad to welcome you into the corner store, Molly Gloss.
Wow, thank you guys. I'm so excited to be here. This is really cool. So many of my friends and people that I really look up to have been on here, so I'm just
Aww,
really
thanks.
Excited to like
yeah.
be a part of that. So
we're excited to have you. And
yeah.
Before anything, before we go further,
yeah.
I
Let's
was
not forget.
I you know, so I full disclosure, I gave a reading today at Lake Forest College, and it took me forever to get back. So my corner store was from our good friends on Dempster Avenue at the PETA Inn, and so you have like some non-traditional corner store delights, but I hope you rock with them. I was trying to channel what you might dig.
Wow, PETA Inn?
Yeah, which is bussing. Actually,
I do
it's
love
like
the PETA Inn.
Yeah, it's delicious,
let's,
right?
Let's get that.
Okay,
straight.
So, first of all,
hungry.
This is some Nutella baklava.
Okay,
I don't know if you.
I'm Persian, so like
oh,
you're speaking
okay,
to this
okay,
right now.
Okay, well,
okay, wait, but
especially
can I
with
try
the Nutella.
That,
yeah.
Okay,
yes,
and then I don't know if you delight in these, but these are some halal gummy peach rings.
Wow. I think it has a more beautiful phrase ever been spoken.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'm just not sure.
And then I saw this and considered getting it for myself, but then I read the sugars and I said I can't do that to my body. But that's because I'm old. And but this is a basil seed drink with rose that I feel
oh.
looks like. Look how beautiful that. I was
that's
kind of
stunning.
Thinking about the maybe some of the flair you
oh,
put on people's
pretty.
Eyelids
they
and type
like
shit.
They look like chia seeds.
Yeah, yeah they wonder, do look like chia seeds.
I
but
wonder
that,
if that. Yeah, I love anything with rose in it. I'm a big fan. So yeah, I I'm here for the non-traditional, halal gummy peach rings.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I think it was a bit of a come up this week.
Kevin, you snapped.
What happened? He really did.
I say, look, you know, PETA like, in. PETA in, really.
I know.
PETA in.
Like, yeah.
Maybe that's truly. The only reason to go to Lake Forest.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah. Well, that and to see Mr. T's old house.
Oh, you know? True.
Yeah. Facts.
I give them like a better mouthfeel than the traditional.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Well, because they're handled differently. You know what I'm saying? Plus, they got the blessing from the imam.
Blessing. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. I feel purer.
Good.
Having it in them as opposed to a more traditional.
Your body with sugar
with right. gummy snacks. Yeah.
There's nothing I could want more.
They should give these out at temple and mosque and shit.
Yeah.
I feel like to break fast they. Maybe could if it was like a more healthy version. I think it's just
wafer,
called fruit, actually.
But it'd be like the wafer, mm-hmm. like they give the wafer in to Catholics.
Yeah.
You put the wafer in their mouth.
Right? Molly, are you Christian?
I was raised in the Lutheran church, but I don't.
No wafers there?
Yeah, we had the wafers.
Oh, you did? You got wafers? Okay.
It's more of a Christianity thing, I think, than specifically like. Catholic, but we definitely had wafers.
Yeah, Tara and I, not in the mix on this one.
I'm a brown heathen,
It's all good. I was raised in a very interesting. Cause my dad was raised Muslim, but was non-practicing, and mom kind of take us to church, and so it's like I was raised in it, but then at the same time knew that like wasn't the only option out there.
Yeah,
which I think was really cool too. But
so you're 100%. Muslim or?
No. So my dad is from Iran. So I'm half Persian. My mom is white.
Okay.
She is Irish.
The appropriate pronunciation.
Thank you. She doesn't grow eyebrows, like the whole works. Like she is like hairless. She doesn't sweat. It's a beautiful thing for her.
Wow, she doesn't sweat.
She burns though in the sun, I guess. I guess there's trades.
True.
But like, yeah. So they met when my dad was going to school at Virginia Military Institute. In the late 70s, the revolution happened there while he was here.
Mm.
They fell in love. They planned their wedding real quick. And they just celebrated their 38th anniversary.
Wow. Oh, my God. Congrats.
They're so in love, it's gross. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so no, it's rare. Great. It's really great.
How was that coming up? I feel like I've never heard that before in my life. You know what I mean? So how to see that as a young person, as a kid, how was that?
It was great. It was great. And I don't think I ever really realized how great I had it until I was kind of like on my own in the world and starting to like date and realize that like I knew that like there were kids of divorce and that was a thing, but I didn't realize that what I had was almost more of an exception than the rule. And so I think I went into like dating like super like love is real and everything's gonna work out, and then I had to like learn how to like
reality
take it back a few knocks because everybody, it felt like a lot of other people had hang-ups, and I'm like, oh, should I have hang-ups? And like I don't know, but it was really great. I mean, my parents have always been super, super supportive. They're both really creative and are both like kind of into the arts, especially my mom. So I don't know.
What kind of arts is your mom into?
Yeah, my mom's actually a professional singer, but she's like chorally classically trained. So she does stuff on her own. She's in like four different choirs because she just loves to sing. And so that was always, music was always huge in our household. So my sister played violin. I was playing piano, flute. I was taking voice lessons. Like, I sang competitively until I went to college.
Well, sing
give us a few bars?
But it's like bars? Choral classically thing.
I mean, we got a lot of taste in the corner store.
I mean, I have to say I'm retired.
You didn't warm up properly. Now you're eating halal gummies.
Thing.
I understand.
I have the halal gummies. And I'm just,
I get it.
I feel like I like to sing in the shower. I like to sing as like I like joke sing things.
Well,
I sing what I'm doing.
But if you go to karaoke, you like fuck around and like merc people.
Right.
I mean,
you're like, I don't know, it's light work. I mean,
I like to say that like sometimes I can pick the right ABBA tune and like really shut.
Wow.
Shut
room it down.
Down.
Yeah.
That would have to be my go-to.
Can you sing something about the halal gummy?
Oh, now you want to freestyle sing?
Yeah. No,
she sings funny things.
I can always do things for funny more than I can do them seriously. I'm eating these peachy rings because they're halal. Like, I just do things that are...
Wow, that was like a slogan.
I know. Sign her up.
I literally sing jingles all the time.
She needs to sing us. She needs to make us...
A corner store jingle.
Yes!
Facts.
Yes.
I would love that.
Yo, let's go. Okay. Yo, at the end...
jingles about everything, and then I always have the compulsion to say... That's a song. I just wrote it. It's for you. And I say it to whoever I just narrated to. And a lot of times it might be people I know. But when it's not, they're like, okay.
You make a lot of people feel like faux special. I bet. You know what I mean? Because it's like, they're like, oh my God, yo.
And then,
yo, she just said that to my man. It's like, yeah, it gets confusing.
You know, like, this bitch sings for everyone. Like, you think you're special because you got a jingle.
Right.
I'll narrate
anything.
Ain't
no pickup line, G.
Really.
Feel me?
Right.
It ain't. Just,
Kevin's new assistant would like you because she sings about what she's doing.
That's what I feel like I do. Doing.
Young Sophie.
Yeah, I've spent too much time with Sophie to know, like, she will sing about peeing. You know?
I was, I was gonna say that I narrate even like bowel movements, but whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not even intimate.
I don't even care.
Like regular Sophie.
Like,
love
I'm
you,
gonna
Sophie.
Go pee. Like, yeah. I do it.
Oh, y'all will be best
for
friends.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I gotta
I can't wait.
Like a little group.
We should. We'd be really terrible.
I know.
Guys. Okay.
Well, at the end, we'll get you on the corner store jingle. But so you have, how many siblings do you have?
I am the youngest of three girls. So wow. I have an older sister who is 8 years older, and then I have a middle sister who's like 3 and a half, kind of right in the middle, and then I'm the youngest on the tail end, and we're very quintessentially our like oldest, youngest, middle roles. Like,
yeah, I was gonna ask.
We fall into those like archetypes so so easily. Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. And we're kind of spread out. Like, I'm here in Chicago by myself. My oldest is in L.A. And then Liz, my middle sister, is still in Minneapolis.
You're from Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
Sorry, we didn't get there.
Yeah, but that was going to be kind of that question. So your folks moved from Virginia to...
Yeah,
the Midwest.
My folks were in Virginia. Then we lived in New Jersey because that's where my mom had grown up, kind of in the tri-state area in New York, and it was close to her parents. And then when I was three, my dad had switched from electrical engineering to computer engineering, and this was like 92, 93, so there weren't that many computer engineering jobs yet, and we ended up moving out to Minnesota, which we knew no one had no family there. And kind of just my, you know, for me, that was pretty much all I knew. I barely remember the move. And so Minnesota to me is kind of like where I was born and raised. Like, I'm definitely, I feel like a child of Minneapolis, and will always have probably the most special place in my heart because I love it there. It's such a great underrated city.
I agree.
Yeah.
I have not really been there.
It's such an arts focused city.
For
and,
real.
And that's what I feel.
Yeah.
Like.
It's
hip hop is. Giant
yeah.
in Minneapolis.
Green Magazine. Wait, nah.
Yes, Green Room.
Green Room.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. Shout out to the man, that? Jake.
Is it Jake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Jake runs Green Room.
Well, what's Jake's last name?
I don't know.
Okay.
Jake with the beard?
I just feel like that's not his name.
Jake with the beard is not his like formal name, but like it's Jake, and he has a beard, and he runs Green Room Magazine.
I thought it would be.
I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Iman.
Oh, we're thinking of different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Kevin Beecham is now out in from Chicago. He started the Fifth Element store with Rhymesayers and
yes.
Atmosphere, and
yes.
you know,
oh,
of course,
yeah,
like all those folks put
yes.
on not only for Minneapolis
honestly.
But for the Midwest, and yeah so Minneapolis is like cracking.
Wait,
actually,
what's that guy's name? Brother Ali.
Brother
I
Ali.
Love Brother Ali.
Yeah.
Love. Yeah. There's a really great scene there. There's a great culture. It's such a friendly town, like truly. It's just everybody is so nice. We call it Minnesota nice. It's really just
right.
passive aggressiveness, oh. but like, but everybody's so
Midwest
friendly.
Midwest is really good at that and petty.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Petty. You're close to Canada, so that kind of informs, I think, the.
I think, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, Canadians are
practically
nice.
Canadian.
But you're from Minneapolis, not St. Paul, right?
Yeah,
you got the
well,
Twin Cities.
I grew up like 20 minutes outside of the Twin Cities, closer to the Minneapolis side. So
okay.
it was like about a 20-minute drive to get in. So even though I grew up like technically in the suburbs, like with my mom performing and her working down there, and just we were super involved kids with lots of different activities. I just spent a lot of time there, and I was always such a city kid, even though I was in the suburbs. Like, I always knew city life was going to be a part of my life, and so. In the summers, I would just ride the bus downtown, and like I'd check in with my mom at work. But I would just like she would let me roam the city and just go to the library and explore
yeah.
and
that's lovely.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
It's such a safe, clean place there.
And also,
it is.
Yes. Also, the river, like the Mississippi River, runs right through the city.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
And
it's
mad beautiful.
Yeah, I have to say, like the number one thing that I miss about Minneapolis is just being in the city, but then 5 minutes later, being in the absolute like nature oasis or on a lake or just it's just so. Beautiful. There's just so much there that I miss. I wish I could have a career there, but I just can't. There's nobody cares about makeup there, to be honest, which is fine.
So yeah, I want to get there, but it sounds like you were very involved in the arts as a young person.
Definitely.
Music, and then what else? Like, what else were you doing as a young person?
For me, it was really music. Yeah. My sisters were both super, super artistically inclined as far as like painting, drawing. My sister, Liz, actually is an illustrator, designer. She actually, this is such a fun fact, and I love Target. I don't know if it's because I'm from Minneapolis.
Maybe.
But like, she works for the company that designs all the fun stuff that's in the dollar section at Target. So like, all the, like, the just the fun, like, cute little, like, she has her hand in that. And she also is an incredible singer, like, kind of jazzy. Like, she is very multi-talented. My oldest sister is very multi-talented. And then I kind of felt like, I'm like creative, but I can't draw like stick figures. I can't draw or paint or do any of that kind of stuff very well at all, which I think most people usually don't really believe me when I say that, because they're like, but you do makeup.
Like, yeah, but you paint on people's faces. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
it's totally different. I mean, it's like a 3D thing. I just think I don't know how to see something in my head and then make it look exactly like that flat on paper. There's some sort of static I see. It just doesn't work that way. But yeah. I think, you know, I was always really into music, but I wanted to be more artistic. And I found this like random makeup website when I was in maybe seventh or eighth grade. It was like a forum. And this was like pre-YouTube, makeup videos and everything being as popular as it is now in comparison. And people would just put their like looks of the day or do like step-by-step photo tutorials. And I just became obsessed. I don't even really remember why I took to it so much, but I just suddenly was like putting rainbows on my face and like constantly just sitting in front of my...
In junior high? Like this was like that early?
Yeah, and I wasn't technically allowed to wear makeup yet.
Right, I was going to ask you. What
no,
did your mom
I
you?
Wasn't, but my, you know, I had two older sisters and
their
school started earlier in the morning. Uh-huh. And my mom would leave for work earlier in the morning,
wow.
So I would just wait for them to leave and get my mini beat on and go to school.
Sick.
Like,
the
I mean,
finesse.
I'm sure it wasn't that much, but I
but
loved it.
Would she catch you, though?
Not
usually.
Because
I used to get caught wearing things I wasn't allowed to wear all the time.
I don't think so. I mean...
Still happens.
I mean, maybe, but I don't remember there was particular... I don't think she would have been that upset. It was just like, I just don't want you feeling like you have to do that yet, you know?
So what was the response when you'd be, like, flexing like that, going to school with this rainbow?
Yeah, I mean, in high school, for sure. By
that
time,
you were allowed to wear makeup in high school, right?
Well, yeah, for sure. Yeah. By high school, I mean, I would have, like, literally as many different colors on my eyeballs as I could fit. I lived for it. I would have blue eyeshadow. And I played sports year-round, too. And I would show up to whether it was the tennis court or the basketball
like
or soccer.
Like, on the court, you'd be wearing makeup?
Literally. I would have, like, a fierce blue smoky eye to go with my school's colors.
But
like, I was,
like,
ready
like,
for
crash.
It. No. Mm-mm.
Really?
No, I knew.
Did you
knew how to make this
Well,
just
I don't know. Maybe because it was really... You? I played tennis the most in high school, and I feel like maybe there were enough breaks in between to, like...
Just, like, dab?
Who knew? Maybe it did melt down my face, and I didn't know better, and I was like, I look good. Who knows? She lived.
What would, like, would you match it with your sneaker? What would go on?
Like, yeah, I would always do different blues. I loved to... I used to dress so colorful in high school. Like, I would wear... like baseball t-shirts of like the Marlins with like a tank top over it, and then I'd wear two different colored socks with like silver baby doll shoes and like little barrettes in my hair. I really I had braces.
You
I was
crush right
cute.
Now you was in that
literally
braces,
I miss having
good.
braces. I'm not gonna lie, I feel like it gave me personality. Like,
I think you
I
got
know.
personality. Oh, I think and look and a beautiful set of teeth.
Thank you so
they're
much
nice teeth.
Thank you.
Your lip is very nice too.
Thanks. Oh, I thought I'd show up for you guys a little bit. I know it's a podcast, but I felt like it would be a disservice.
It's okay,
to, like,
I don't wear makeup. So.
You know, the funny thing is, though, I don't really wear much. Like, this is a lot for me.
Yeah, I feel like when I see you on Instagram and stuff, you're not really wearing.
No, I really just don't care enough. I used to wear so much, like back in the day. And
Well, you were experimenting with your own personal sense of style.
And even when I was working in the industry but was still more on the retail side, I lived for it. But as soon as it became what I was doing day in and day out, and then there was also a point where my skin got really sensitive, I just kind of broke from it altogether. And I'm a very low-maintenance person, and I'm really a tomboy, despite loving makeup and all of that stuff. Like, I'm really just, like... low fuss. So now I'm at this point where it's like I have to like be like, no, you should put some makeup on. Maybe you should try to like take some pride in your appearance, because I think, like, I'll be like, oh yeah, it'd be nice to get up a little earlier, look nice on set, and then I get up and I'm like, for who? For right. what? I'm not going on camera. I'm going to sleep right now.
Yeah, right.
So,
but were you doing makeup for other people in your school or anything?
There were a few times, yeah. There were definitely, like, dances and things like that where a bunch of girls would come over and I would definitely do their makeup and eyes and stuff like that. And I just loved it so much. I remember being in the bathroom at school and girls would be like, what do you have with you? I mean, I was definitely the girl that was known to, like, have crazy makeup on.
And yeah. Did people think that was fly in the school that you were in, or would you get, because it sounds like you were kind of an outlier in terms of yeah. the pronounced individual style, like, did people think that was fresh or wild?
I think people thought it was cool, but I also think a lot of people thought it was really, really extra. I mean,
yeah.
Minnesota is not necessarily super diverse, and it tends to be very, to use the term, basic, especially, like, the suburban style. And when you're that age, too, like, everyone, you know, that
yeah,
was, like,
kind yeah. of a
this
normative.
Was 2004, 2006, everybody's trying to wear their Hollister and their Doc Martens. Like, it was very
shit.
Different.
Yeah.
yeah. So it definitely wasn't the norm. I feel like a lot of people liked it, but I think a lot of people thought that I, like, was too much. But I really didn't care
yeah,
at all. Like,
as
I
you
loved,
should.
I loved being too much in
yeah.
a way. And it was kind of, like, my thing that I had that was mine that I really loved, and it was that personal time in front of the mirror for myself, and it was very relaxing for me. I mean, it still very much is. It's different. I have a different relationship now, but
you got to be confident though as a young
yeah.
person.
I mean, you also have to commit. Like, you gonna do that shit? You gonna do
yeah.
that shit?
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because I was so into it, but still, like, going into graduation in school, I didn't. Because there was no industry there, and, like, I thought makeup was cute and all of that, but I didn't know that I could make it my career. It never occurred to me that I could actually become a makeup artist. I just thought it would be a hobby.
Sure.
I went to school first studying environmental science, then I switched over to film, and then I ended up working at a Sephora inside JCPenney.
So it was in Minneapolis?
Yeah, actually it was in my hometown, and I went to school about an hour and a half drive from there, and I would drive home on the week every weekend to work at Sephora, like, 2.5 shifts, because I was just like,
oh.
There was no Sephora in that town at that time, so it was like, ugh. I was suddenly like, oh my god, this is really, really what I want to do. And working at Sephora, I was meeting trainers for different companies, and suddenly it clicked, like, oh, this is something that I actually do have access to and that I could do, and that if I really do care about it, like, why am I not giving it a go? So I spoke to my parents, and I was really unhappy at my school. It sucked. It was a crappy school. But basically, I sat my parents down. I was like, I really, really want to give this a try. And they were very understanding, and they were like, you can take a semester off.
Well, what about working at Sephora, where you was connecting with you in that way, where you're like, yo, I want to do this? What was the this at that moment that you imagined?
I think it was that I just had a passion and an obsession with it that I didn't even see the other people that were working there have. And the way I connected with my trainers and really wanted to learn about product and really wanted to learn theory, I think I just, for the first time, I was like, oh, I actually could see a path of how I would do that and how I would actually get into it. Because, you know, being into makeup on my own, I didn't know anyone that was doing it professionally. Like, I knew it was a career, but I thought that was, like, you know, LA movies only kind of, it just never
sure.
None of that kind of business was around, so it never occurred to me that, like, that was a thing that I could actually do with my life.
And so when you sat your parents down, they were like, are you bugging? Or they're like, you want to do what?
They were, I think, you know, I think my dad was probably a little bit more hesitant. He tends to be a little bit more type A in a way.
He's an immigrant.
Yes, completely, yeah. Completely.
He's like, fam, you are not going to...
Yeah,
they're just
literally.
Like, naturally type
and
A.
He's an engineer, and he thinks yeah. very scientifically, and my mom's
yes.
more of, like... But at the same time, though, he loves to doodle
she's
and draw,
artist,
and he's very
the
talented.
Analytical.
Yes,
yeah.
And so... but, you know, he also really loves the arts, and he always, like... He was the one that, like, let my mom dye my hair, like, hot pink in high school. He was like, no, if she wants to dye her hair, that's so cool. She should absolutely do it. So he was always really, like, he didn't really get the makeup thing. He would kind of look at me before I went to school in the morning and just be like, okay. And be like, if you feel good, honey.
But that's really dope, though. Yeah. Even for, like, a pop.
He didn't get
like,
it, but
look,
he,
I'm going to let you rock.
Judgmental.
No, yeah. Never. And he
if you feel good, that's a good way to kind of approach, yeah. I think.
Like, I don't understand, but do you?
Yeah. If that works for you, I co-sign.
Damn, totally. That's a good... Every immigrant parent should be
for real. I think there's also something to be said, the fact that I was the third child, and they're like, we got this, you're good.
Yeah.
Like, I think if my oldest sister would have said that she wanted, they would have been like, oh, hell no.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
They would have not. But, that you know, there's some privilege that comes with being the last child. Because
I was the second child, and I didn't get none of that privilege.
You know?
I was
know.
The one
also,
made
but,
them go through everything.
But the first, first girl, too, right?
Yeah,
I was the only girl.
Truly.
Yeah.
Taji, my sister, if she listens to this, she's going to be so mad. She was a little bit of a
guinea pig
when she was in high school. So I think by the time, so I think by the time that I was a choir kid. Like, I was like playing soccer.
It's like you're quiet.
I had my letter jacket. Like, I was a very goody two shoes, like, good kid at the same time.
But you gotta,
like,
hit him with the left, you know?
Like, yeah, like,
like later.
Literally.
Like, save it for later.
I did. Yeah. I mean, to be fair.
Yeah.
But,
So once you made that choice, I mean, what was the next step for you when you were like, all right, I'm gonna take this break from school.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. What was the next thing you did?
You know, my goal was just to get a job in makeup because, you know, a lot of people will ask me, like, did you go to school? Are you certified? Like, how does that work? I'm a self-taught artist. There are makeup schools. If you go to cosmetology school...
So you don't have to do that then?
You don't. There's cosmetology school, but it really is just hair. And I love hairstylists. I love hair. It's not for me. I feel like I have hot dogs for fingers when I try to do it. It just, like, I just, you know, I'd rather let people that care about hair do it. And so I decided that wasn't for me. And there are makeup schools, but there weren't where I was, you know, not in Minneapolis. And I was there still till I was 22. So, there wasn't really anything available. And I said, okay, well, I looked at all these different schools. I was like, I can pay to go learn and, like, hopefully get a good education there. Because there's no, you know, accreditation, you know, there's no backing up in that kind of, like, you know, you can't go to, like, an Ivy League makeup school. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right.
But there's no, like, makeup school, Ivy League of the makeup schools, or,
you know? No, there are some really, really good ones, but it's not, no, there's still really not, like, a penultimate school to go to, but, you know, I just wanted to get a job, and so I ended up working for this company, NARS Cosmetics, which was very edgy and very editorial and bold, and I felt very at home
in
Minneapolis.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was 19. I was one of the youngest in the entire company. I don't know how I got hired.
Was it like work from home? Or
No. I worked on counter. I worked at Macy's Minneapolis,
which
has since closed, RIP. But yeah, I ended up working there, and I was grateful to have, like, a really insanely talented counter manager who actually worked outside of that as well to kind of, you know, start signaling me that, like, there are things even outside of the retail world of makeup. And I just started learning and really threw myself in and dedicating myself to, like, learning everything I could. And we would come to Chicago to do our trainings and our seminars. And so... You know, aside from a choir trip in high school, but my real first experiences on my own as an adult in Chicago were because of NARS.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually the reason why I was like, I think I want to move to Chicago. Because every time I was here, I felt like people were so friendly. I felt like it was far enough, but close enough for my first big move. Very similar mentality. And I knew maybe two people. And I was like, all right, that's dope. Let's do it. And I moved out here when I was 22 with, like, literally no savings.
What year about?
This was 6 years ago, so 2012. Okay. I moved here in 2012.
Okay,
so
it's a good year to move to Chicago.
Yeah,
right?
It was
a lot kind of
a lot
beginning
of going
the
on, yeah,
yeah bubble there for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. So I moved here. I got a job working at the Burberry store, which was brand new at the time, and then I got fired at my 90 days.
Oh,
you got fired from
yeah.
Burberry.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out Burberry.
Well,
did you get that good discount though?
I did. I did get one nice thing for myself that I later had to hawk when I was like, oh, I'm not making enough money.
Damn.
Buy a Burberry Prorsum silk bow belt that I hid in a closet for 6 months or whatever, not 6 months, but for like 2 months to get that discount on. But yeah. Like, okay. But, you know, that's freelance life for you right there,
oh,
people.
For sure.
Right.
But yeah, I moved here and then lost my job, and I had a very difficult 8 months because I didn't know anyone, and NARS was like, oh, we'll give you some hours, but they're going to be out in the suburbs. You don't have a car, but like, figure it out.
Wow.
So I took a cab once out.
Yo.
To like Schaumburg to get
there. Were you riding the Pace bus?
I took a
Metro train?
I would take the Metro. I would take buses. One time I had to take a cab, and it was like $80.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I would do anything to get there, but there's still, like, I just didn't know anybody, and by the end of that 8 months, it was the summer, and it had almost been a year, and I was so...
Oh, in the winter, and, like, just broke?
By yourself?
And my, you know, and I was
stressful.
An idiot when I moved here. I moved to Lincoln Park, as you do when you don't know better. I got an apartment that I could not afford,
wow.
even with the salary. I just was an idiot. I had no idea, but, like... Thank God for all these idiot choices I made, because they made me grow up very quickly. My mom likes to say, well, you dropped out of school, but you went to the school of life. And like the hard knocks kind of made me. And, you know, after that 8 months of like being unemployed and like babysitting here and there and just doing anything I could to pay rent, I was like ready to go. I was ready
I'm
to
sure.
move back. I was done. I felt like beaten up.
Fuck this city. This is, I've got to go home to Ma.
I know. I miss my mom.
Yeah.
Literally.
Lick my wounds.
I know, right?
Thankfully,
JCPenney will hire me.
Yeah,
again.
Literally.
Yeah.
Luckily, I had met my best friend / sister, Leah, who is a hairstylist, on Instagram randomly that year. And we had become really close friends. And I had a terrible, like, roomie situation at that time, too. Like, things really had fallen apart for me here. And she kind of just sat me down. She was like, you know what? Like, if you were going to leave, you would have already left.
Right.
So, like...
You kind of committed.
Yeah. She's like, let's find you a new job. Let's find you a new place. And, like, she helped me pick up the pieces. And within, like, a month, I got a job at Barney's in the cosmetics department, making more money than I had ever made in my entire life.
Hey.
And you know, then I was able to get a new apartment that was, like, in Logan and was, like, $400 a month. And I was like, okay, I can do this. This is, like... It was kind of like my starting over point. And, you know, it took me a while still from there to, like, kind of break out from the retail world and really get settled. But I would say, like, 2 to 3 years into Chicago is when I actually started, like, shooting on an editorial basis and trying to get my work out there and making it happen and trying to transition out of that retail space, because it was not, you know, retail is retail at the end of the day. It was not fun.
But what was it? So you're working at Barney's, but like, what were they looking for in a person who works cosmetics?
So definitely, like, you have to have experience. I mean, they want salespeople first and foremost,
more than
anything else. But it is a specialized position because technically it takes training. So it is a really nice rate that you get.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was there was, like, not a lot of business. And it was kind of that, like, old school commission based, like, everybody's out for each other, lots of turnover, like... I was surprised that I lasted 2 years there, to be honest. But I got a lot of nice gratis and, again, more training from brands and got to meet a lot of people and really just, like, get my life where I felt like it needed to be to start working and was able to then, like, transition out. I left Barney's. I started working part-time, did that hustle for 2 years, and then just over a year ago is actually when I went full-time freelance just doing makeup. So it's really only been a year. And I think some
congratulations.
People... Thank you.
Yeah, that's big.
You know, I think younger artists that reach out and I think people that reach out, you know, how did you get where you're? Like, how do I get on these shoots? And, like, I think people assume that where I am now is might be where I've always been. But it's like...
But you're everywhere. It's like,
literally took me 6 years to get here, though. Like, it took me a long time.
But nobody wants to do the hard work.
Nobody
just
wants to do that.
This is part of your big thing, actually.
Yeah.
Tara. Yeah.
Honestly.
People want to skip steps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Completely.
Yeah. And people want to hop the ladder.
Yeah. I know. You can't be doing that shit.
No.
The thing with makeup, too, is it is incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
To do makeup and to do what I do.
Because you have to come with your own products.
Yeah. You fully supply everything yourself. And, you know, when you're looking at clients that need their Fenty and you have to have a certain level of product, I mean, the shit is not cheap at all. And so, I mean, like...
Got to get your weight up.
You know, there were so many years that I was literally just drowning thousands of dollars and investing in my kit and working for free, blood, sweat, tears, literally spending money as I went painting on people's faces for, you know, and I honestly, I got to a point where I literally never thought it was going to like pop off or happen to me.
So like, what was one of your first bigger breaks where you were like, okay, this is the kind of thing that I'm, like, I envision.
How did you pivot into like music and like, you know, you do a lot of Nike shit, but answer his.
But wait, 50 more questions before. Let's just stack them all.
I'm here for it. Listen, I'm a Gemini. I can handle it. I have this friend Frank that does really amazing, shout out Frank, 12-headed boy. He does really amazing architectural photography, and he and I were like, why don't we just start taking some photos of people? And so we did this random test shoot that I did. Like, I had this stunning model, Shaheem, who has beautiful freckles, and I kind of connected his freckles like constellations, and then I did this like striped jaw look, and it just like blew up on Instagram. Like, I was not expecting it, at least way more than anything I had ever done had before. And I felt like that was the first time that I had created work that I was like, that's where I see my career going. And it caught the eye of a stylist, Lauren, shout out Lauren, who is now in New York and doing amazing. And she had this shoot that she was doing with Brick Magazine starring Raven Lanae. And got me onto that shoot. And so that random test that we did is how I met Raven. And then,
because you're like Raven's go-to now.
Yeah, yeah, we have a really great relationship. She's like,
in videos and right.
Yeah, and so meeting her, and then things just kind of started to spiral around that winter. Not this past winter, the winter before. Things just started kind of snowball effect, and suddenly it felt like all of the free things that I had ever done started lining up into paid work. Like we had. Me and my collaborators had finally all started getting paid and started grabbing each other up. And so
you got a little squad.
Completely. And the most amazing thing about the past 2 years of my life is sharing it with my friends and seeing us all come up together. And not even to mention the amazing friends and people that I've met because of what I've been doing. But I mean, there's truly no better feeling than like looking out into the field that is your friends and being like, we fucking got each other and we're doing this shit together.
I mean,
and
what your shirt says.
Yeah. Yeah. In a work for yeah. Yeah. Work with friends. Shirt,
it's so
t-shirt,
important
yeah.
to me. And I'm very lucky to almost constantly be on sets where people know who I am and it's friends and we're hanging and it's cool. And yeah, it's. I feel very lucky.
Well, in this new space, so Tara mentioned Nike, and so who are some of the brands and also some of the artists that you know, in this, you know, kind of breakout year, who are some of the folks that you're working with or excited to work with?
In that first year, I did my first, like, kind of bigger music video with Weird Life Films, who are still, like, my constant collaborators and some of my really good friends. I did the Girls At video, Joey Purp and Chance the Rapper, and that was my first music video, and I was like, oh, dope.
That's a good one to hop into.
Yeah. It was mostly male grooming, but then we got to do some like cute looks on like Francis and Savannah, like the models that were coming in. That was a really fun day, and that was the first time that I was like, oh, I think this is where I belong. Like, this is what I want to do. And, you know, I had that love of film, and I've always been a film nerd, and so video work is definitely up there for me on things that I love. I love seeing my work move. It means more to me than a static photo, although that has that place in my heart. But video, I think, is where what I do with textures and stuff really comes alive. So that first year I got to do that. And then, of course, I had met Raven. And then I suddenly had, like, commercial contacts. And, a year later, almost like Weird Life, we got a huge commercial that we were doing. And it was just this huge snowball effect. And I got to work with some athletes and, you know, things were random and here and there, but things started making sense and kind of working together, and my experience kind of all started lining up and working together. And, you know, previously to that, I think what a lot of people don't realize, especially in our creative world, is because I feel like I'm kind of an outlier. I mean, there's not a lot of makeup artists that have ever been like kind of in our scene before. It's not really a thing.
You're
that,
legit the first one I've been like, yo.
Kevin doesn't even know what to ask you. I'm like,
truly.
No, wait,
I mean,
wait,
like,
wait. First of all,
like, I want
first
to know
all,
what to ask me.
Spray
though.
Your face with rose water.
Wait. Yeah. First of all, fam. First of all, fam. I've been in many chairs. Okay.
I know.
I've been okay.
It's
I've had
true.
Like
Kevin
a lot of
stupefied.
You know what I mean? No.
He's
all I'm saying. No. All I'm saying is that like
Kevin
like typically like I like I've heard you know your name. I've heard prior to Tara be like, yo, she's coming on the show. And I think it's like you also as a makeup artist are also developing your own personal. Like Absolutely. Brand I mean, in that regard,
Gloss,
right?
Like,
which is dope. Is that your? Yeah. That's your like?
No, no, it is not my real name. Say,
are those
yeah.
your initials?
No, oh, this okay. is just means me. Okay. I have a tattoo. I have a tattoo that my friend Kira, shout out Kira McGraw,
shout
fourth grade
Kira.
Goth, did for me after my last breakup, where I just got like the typical tattoo heart, but I put me in the center
let's
of
go,
it.
Let's go.
Is it just a little reminder?
Love yourself.
Self-love,
I do. It's for sure. Yeah, I struggle with it, so I just need as many reminders as possible.
Yo, everybody, everybody do.
Yeah, know. I mean, listen, but yeah, I mean, it's. I'd like to think I have an aesthetic, but, you know, kind of going back but to what I was saying earlier, it's just there's not really a lot of people that I've noticed in makeup artists, especially here before. And so, you know, the world that I was trying to tap into before I was in, like, the music scene was, like, the fashion market here. And I was literally rejected by every agency, every photographer. Anyone who had anything to do with real work told me that what I was doing with color and glitter and all of that shit was never going to get me paid, was never going to take
that?
Me anywhere. Because this is a commercial city. This is a commercial catalog city.
Oh, so you have to
they want
do makeup
clean,
a certain way.
Yeah. They want clean beauty. They want the
natural.
Same dewy, natural, dewy, like
you put your own. You put your own, yeah, aesthetic
yes.
and funk on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I literally had, I remember an agent looking at my work and being like, get rid of all of this. Get it off of your website, like right now.
Wow.
And I just, like, I was like, damn, I just really, like, love doing crazy shit, and I'm not going to stop. And I think, like, one of the best feelings now is, like, in the past year, these agencies have now come to me trying to get that 20%. Because now they see my clients and what I've made for myself.
Fuck
and I'm
up.
Just like,
look at
up.
Me now,
literally,
huh?
all, like, I,
look
you can,
God.
I, you have nothing to offer me that I have not done for myself at this point.
Unless you got
so,
a bag,
like,
but you know.
Really. It's, you know, I'm not, you know, completely against being with an agency, but I just don't know if any of the agencies here can
oh,
offer
like
me something.
You'd have
that,
like an agent who would represent you.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, they you know find you work like you
yeah,
typical,
yeah.
but you know.
But look, if the name Molly Gloss ring in the streets, then what you needed an agent
money.
For?
You Thank
know?
You.
Keep all your money.
Yeah,
if you
I
don't
mean,
need that. No.
Again, as a makeup no. artist, it's very expensive. I need that 20%.
Yeah. Right.
That
just
glitter.
Spend on Glossier.
I mean, honestly.
So a few things. Just so first of all, how people can see your work on the web. Where are some of the great spaces to go see it?
Yeah, definitely my website, which would be www.mollygloss.com. The fun fact is I spell my name with an IE, not a Y.
Yeah.
Get it right?
No. Yeah, that's right.
Is that your birth name?
No, so actually my legal name is Margaret. But
oh.
I've always been Molly. So my
oh, okay.
mom's also Margaret. She's Maggie. Like, I have aunts. Like, it's always been a family name, but I've always been Molly. But I actually did spell it with a Y until high school. But because it wasn't my real name, I was like, I'm going to change it to an IE and be cool. So
I like it.
You know, it's too late now. But
also.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Also, fun fact, my roommate's name is also Molly. Shout
oh.
out Molly. And our dog, we named Molly Jr. because... It was dumb and hilarious. And
Molly
we had
yeah.
What do you call the dog, though? You like, legit, like, yo, Molly Jr., come in the building?
Like, we got Molly J. We got Molly's. I mean, like, the tone of voice is so different. People are like, is that confusing? I'm like, maybe for her, but it's not for us.
I mean you're
like,
not going to, like, call your roommate like you're calling a dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, though. There are times where she's like, Molly, and I'm like, what? Like, or she's like, no, and I like, and I'm like, what? I oh, sorry,
yo,
but
that's a hilarious.
It's funny,
house.
Like, it
Come
started
as biscuit.
Like. It literally like started as a joke because I was like,
you
want to
go out, Molly?
Know.
Yeah, I'm down. Let's go. Where are we going?
Let's go. Where are we going?
Yeah.
Pop out for a second.
Last night, Molly was
which one?
Which one?
Hello,
my
right?
roommate Molly was
which one?
Anyway, yeah.
sorry. Okay,
the human one was the saying like, Molly, quick licking yourself, and I was like. Wait, oh, nope, not me. So,
yeah.
you know, it happens sometimes, but it's just dumb and hilarious. I think that kind of sums us up. But
no, it's
so,
great.
Yeah,
it's perfect. I ask about the website in part because if people... So how do people approach you when they want to hire you for something maybe that they're doing or for a shoot that they are working on? Like,
you know, Instagram has been huge. Twitter, obviously, too.
And all at Molly Gloss.
Yeah, all at Molly Gloss. Everything is pretty much the same. You might find, I don't know, sometimes I'm like, should I be signing up for this as Molly Gloss? Like, my HQ trivia app, definitely still Molly Gloss. So,
yeah,
shout out to that.
Keep it consistent.
Wait,
yeah,
but
you know,
did you
get
the
that
Molly Gloss?
You know, it started as a joke.
Good joke. Solid
yeah. joke. Haha. Someone had asked me, you know, like someone was like, if you were a rapper, what would your rap name be? And like without hesitation, I like fired off Lil Glossy. So like
yes.
everyone at Barney started calling me Glossy.
That's
and so
cute as
I kind of just
that's raw.
Yeah, like I kind of just transitioned it over to like Molly Gloss, and I was like, that's kind of cute. And you know, my last name is Persian, so it's kind of hard to say, spell, or remember.
What is it?
It's Akhavan. So it's like
Akhavan. That's
yeah,
that's
a lot it means brothers in Farsi. I mean, it's beautiful, but like I just knew it was going to be like trouble for people to like get my email right or get my URL. So I wanted something that was a little
It'd be
bit
a lot
more,
of
like,
you explaining
snackable.
To like white ears snackable. About like nah, fam, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Right?
Like something like digestible, the, you know what I mean? Something really easy
so
to remember.
Can pronounce.
And now it's cute because it's like get glossed, Molly Gloss. I got Molly Gloss, and
no,
I think it's so cute. And like I, you know,
is that your slogan? Get glossed?
I don't know. Maybe
that should be
hashtag get glossed.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
No, yeah. As long as Glossier doesn't like try and like send a cease and desist or something.
Nah, no, no. You want that cease and desist. You want them to like
didn't
rock with
you,
like where you're banging that heavy.
They did.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah, no, that's dope.
Yeah, we just did a
co-brand. Do that collab.
Molly Glossier. I hope so.
Come
now
on,
I'm definitely
fam.
Getting the cease and desist.
Come on.
Get glossed.
Yeah.
Get glossed.
Yeah, but Molly Glossier is definitely that collab like line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We'll see. We'll get there someday.
Yeah.
All right. So my question is this. So I if people want to be in touch, because we have, you know,
for
creatives
sure.
who we have creatives from a lot of fields who listen, you know, people in the, you know, the marketing industry.
Hi, everyone,
we have,
I love you.
Right. Exactly. People, artists, you know, musicians, videographers. My question is this. Do you have just for like the, you know, regular person who want to look like maybe a little flyer going to the gig, maybe going out for like that, you know, Tinder Bumble date.
The DMs are always open, y'all. Like literally.
Would you have any just basic ass tips? I don't know. You know, we just gave you halal peach rings.
Also,
I don't know if that's going to, you know, I don't want to tax, but like is that like what just some basic tips you might have for the, you know, the regular listener who's just like, yo, I just want to be like a little flyer in my day to day.
Okay. Here's a few things that I feel like are really, really helpful that I get questions about a lot. Always put your foundation on before your concealer. Otherwise, you're going to put way too much product on. You're going to waste a bunch of your money, and it's going to look cakey.
Bam.
Okay? Second thing I would have to say is moisturizing, lotioning, whatever you need to do, and exfoliation. But moisturizing is the most important thing you could ever do ever for your skin, whether it's anti-aging, even if you're oily, even if you're breaking out. Like, oily skin is actually the most dehydrated of all, and that's why it produces so much oil. So please hydrate. Please hydrate.
Dermatologist bars.
Yeah, please hydrate. That's like the number one thing I can say to anyone ever.
But those are facts. That's why, you don't want to be ashy, right?
You want to be ashy.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like.
You don't want to get those lines. Yeah, I mean,
flaking.
You don't want to be flaking everywhere.
Face
ashy.
Yeah, feet ashy.
If I can send a quick shout out to anyone who might ever be in my chair, please exfoliate your skin too, because that makes my work easier and look better and makes you look better.
Right.
True.
And it helps your skincare products work better too, because they will penetrate deeper into the dermis. So fun fact
into
right
the
there.
Dermis.
Into the dermis layers.
Yeah. Also, I feel like that's a battle rap line, like penetrate deep into the dermis.
There's something fun about saying that. Like,
yeah,
it feels
absolutely.
Really. Maybe you can put it into one of your pieces. Penetrate into the dermis of.
That sounds dirty now.
I know. If it's in one of my pieces, it's
say penetrate one more time.
Whoa.
If I'm editing your work, Kevin, I might be like, we can nix this.
Maybe not.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Well, that's thank you for that.
Yes.
Thank you for those tips for the masses. All right. So I guess what is next now for you? You know, where you had a big year, right?
Yeah.
Especially after like.
And you did all that Nike stuff recently, you know?
Yeah, I've been working with Nike for about a year now, and it's been really incredible. They're super supportive. They're all about hiring real people in the city and not just going through agencies.
Yeah.
And I know that the people there have fought for me in ways that I would never have expected them to, and the loyalty has been amazing. So shouts to Nike. But what would be next? I mean, yeah, I feel like the past year and a half, it has been so amazing and things have popped off and I've just been kind of riding the wave and seeing what happens. But now I feel as, you know, I'm able to say no to a little bit more. I don't feel like I have to be on every single project. I think I got to a point where I was just running myself into the ground and not doing my best work. So I think now I'm really taking a step back and wanting to be more purposeful in my work. And like you said kind of earlier, thank you for saying that. Like, I do see my skill set as being more than just makeup. I have a lot of input on shoots sometimes, and I really do enjoy you know, taking part of that. I have a vision for the things I want to create. I feel like I have a point of view that I still want to fully flesh out and my aesthetic, and I just want to work on me and my art and bring beauty for all as much as I can, and like just keep creating beautiful things with my friends. That's like my only dream in life. So
is there like a big goal, you know, there's like something, you know, like a,
yeah,
like a
Molly Glossier,
or like a, like a photographer will have like a solo show, or like, you know, something like that.
I would just love to do a bunch of magazine covers of like obscure art magazines that no one knows about, mm-hmm. and just do insanely weird work. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to say what my goals even are. I feel like I've already hit so many of them that like,
you gotta have more goals.
It's hard for me.
Goals,
yeah. I'm still like figuring out what the next step is. Like I said, for a long time, I was like, I don't think it's going to happen for me. So I feel like I'm still adjusting out of my imposter syndrome, mm-hmm. which I think as women, we really like fall into easily. And now I'm like feeling more sturdy and like, yeah, no, like what are my next steps? Like, what do I want to keep doing? And I think one of the biggest things for me is I would love to be working in New York more. I would love to be working in London. All of my favorite work is in London. So that for me is kind of the dream.
UK keeps it weird.
They sure do. Yeah. And so I would love to find that way. But I love working with musicians and being in that space because I get to do really fun editorial stuff that I wouldn't necessarily get to do or B, get paid for, because there is no money in editorial work. So I feel like the fact that I always wanted to be a singer growing up, and I wanted to be a Spice Girl, and like I loved singing. So like the fact that I've still kind of made my way there, there's something special about all my girls and the women that are in my chair and that I get to see on a daily basis here. And like my goal is just truly to be like a person that's there for them. I kind of like refer to myself as like your makeup auntie, because like I'm always like making sure everybody on set is good. I'm all about like, do you need water? What can I get you? Are you comfy? Are you okay? Like when you're in my chair, like getting your makeup done and being on camera, it's a very vulnerable thing. So like I know that part of my job is my skill set, but a lot of it is making people feel happy and comfortable at home. So if I can just, I think my greatest goal would have to be just, if I can bring beauty to as many people as I can in whatever way they see beauty, not me, then like I'm good. I'm good forever, because I just want to empower people to show off, stunt, make whatever they want to do, wear crazy eyeshadow because it doesn't matter. Like I just want people to feel beautiful in and out, and to create you know, just a really fun 15, 20 minutes in their morning, you know, or just even teaching guys how to take care of their skin, or like, you know, low key guys want to use concealer sometimes. So like I get a lot of those questions, you know. It's just, yeah, I think my greatest thing is to just maybe keep doing what I'm doing now, because I already feel pretty blessed, but on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
But,
you're an inspiration, you know, your story is inspiring. Who is inspiring you? Who is you know kind of pushing you aesthetically, creatively, artistically?
Yeah. So in the makeup world, my favorite makeup artists are probably Raissa Flowers in New York. She's blowing up big time right now. And then like Issamaya French and Be Sweet in London. A lot of London artists I love, but Issamaya French in particular was the first person to me that showed me that makeup was not just makeup. It could be a creative direction. It could be art direction. It could be so much more than making someone look pretty. You know, we like the pretty girls, but I love the ugly girls too. And like the ugly looks, and like, you know what I mean? Like I love everybody and I love every beauty. Not that I think anyone is actually ugly, but like, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, right.
But like, you know, that she started doing things where, as a makeup artist, she started doing creative direction and concepting whole shoots. And I was like, whoa, I can step up. And like, I do have like validation in wanting to do that. And Be Sweet is another one of those artists that she super just stands for inclusivity, which is huge. And like, you know, there's a lot of problems with makeup artists who are not women of color, who cannot do women of color. And like, that has been one of my biggest things in my career, I feel like, is, you know, being able again to truly be beauty for all, like regardless, because I think in this day and age, you are not an artist, you are not a service provider, you're not a stylist. Mm-hmm. If you cannot style any and every person that comes into your chair, like you're a joke. I just think you gotta go. You don't have your kit prepared, if you don't have deep enough skin tones, bye. I don't have time for you. I think it's so sad. But anyway, she's into a lot of that too, and she loves to play with color and crazy shapes and kind of creates like characters and creatures. And then Raisa is amazing, and she's actually stepping more into like the modeling world now even too, but she's super alternative. So it's just all of these artists that are doing really crazy weird beauty looks that have just kind of taken them on such a path. Like, those are the women I'm really, really inspired by, is like the ones that are not doing it in the traditional manner, and the ones that are outwardly speaking out for what they believe in should change in the industry. I think those for me are the probably the biggest three in my life. And then I have to say my friend Laura, Laura Gordon, shouts, she's probably my other like biggest inspiration.
Does makeup, or she does style?
So she does styling, she does art direction, she does production design, set design. She made Jamila's Pitchfork outfit last year. Like, she can do any and everything. She's a multi-talented goddess that pushes me to see outside my own box and lifts me up and calls me out and challenges me and vice versa. And
you gotta have probably, those are real ones.
She's
on your squad.
So
yeah,
I said I wouldn't mention her, but it,
well, there you go.
But hey,
well, so again, one more time, where can people find you across the internet?
At Molly Gloss, MOLLIE gloss.com, on Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook even. My DMs are always open. You have skincare questions, makeup questions, please. I'm here. I'm your girl. I'm your auntie. I'm here to take care of you. Any questions you have, I'm all about affordable products that actually work. So hit me up, even if you just want to like follow some like fun glittery looks. And if what I do brings you any joy, then my day is made.
Yeah, so thank you for being generous like that, and thank you for being here. And I'd be curious,
being part of the shits.
Yeah,
you know? Being part of this.
I feel so like damn lucky to even have like a toe in the water that is the creative scene here, especially in the last few years. It's been magical. And again, like doing it with my friends and like making the friends that I have, and to have been embraced by this community like I have been, especially like for someone who's not from here, has been probably like one of the best things in my life so far, I have to say. It's been just really like glorious. I don't know how else to really explain it. So.
Well, we in it, and these creative crews like are what really is fueling and this
completely
whole community and scene. So yeah, everybody keep creating. Let's go. Hey, thank you, DJ Exhibit, for the beat.
Langston Nelson for the logo and art.
Big up WGN Radio. Shout out to our super producer, DJ Cash Era.
And boss man, Todd Manley.
Thank you, Dami.
And Marlena, the snack provider.
Shout out, Rena, the official photog in the corner store.
Stay up with us, Shy Corner Store, on Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud.
And please, y'all, please rate and subscribe on iTunes, Apple Music, SoundCloud, and wherever you listen to a podcast. Consider giving us those 5 stars.
And tell a friend.
And thank you for listening and rocking with us. We'll see you next week.